Keeping this in mind, let's begin learning Sefer Breishis the way the Chofetz Chaim taught us to do. First pasuk, Breishis bara Elokim es ha-shamayim ve-es ha-aretz. Breishis means in the beginning of creation. Bara, there was a creation by a creator. This word alone, simply bara, is there to discount any and all theories which say that the world formed itself. It didn't happen alone. It didn't evolve. It didn't explode into existence. It was created. There was intelligent design. Now the pasuk continues. Who created? Elohim. Now this is a being we can address directly. Hashem hears us and we can communicate with him. You, Hashem, created the world. The Torah testifies to that fact. You created every single being and living thing. Every Jew believes this. But we have to keep on reviewing and honing this simple piece of knowledge to ourselves. Only Hashem created, no one else. And if we don't work on this and constantly strengthen this, it without question will be weak. We say Es HaShemayim, the heavens, right? At this moment, what we would do is point up to Shemayim, point up to the heavens, up to the sky, observe them, examine them. Think to ourselves, who created those? Let's ask ourselves that question aloud. Who created the heavens? We can address Hashem and ask him the question. We can then review the answer many times. You, Hashem, created it. You, Hashem, created them. The sky, the moon, the stars, the sun, all the planets, everything that's up there in Shemayim. We could look down at the earth, point at it, with our finger and say, who created the earth, the planet, the core, the crust, the surface? You, Hashem. You are the one who created all this. We can point to Hashem, so to speak, just as Klal Yisrael pointed at Hashem when they said, Zekeli van Veu, and we can identify him. He is the one who created what we're standing on, what we're breathing, what we're feeling. We continue through every detail of the parasha. This way. Vayihi or. Take a moment, appreciate light, experience it, feel it. Then ask ourselves, who created light? Hashem. These questions and answers, as simple as they may seem, make a deep impression on ourselves. If we dedicate a little time to this exercise every day, we'll see the effect. We can examine anything in our vicinity, look closely at what it is, appreciate it, and then talk to Hashem or ourselves and ask a question, who created this? And then answer clearly and confidently, Hashem, you created this. This is a process that will and it should take time. We already discussed last week that the avodah of making Hashem's existence a constant awareness through practice and review, adding more and more times during the day when we ponder that fact, slowly but surely, it'll become a natural thought process and a way of life. Likewise, this aspect of Amunah is just the same. We have to conquer it little by little, step by step. We have to give it time. We can think about it a little today and then eventually add some more time, find more opportunities to strengthen this belief. And eventually, we aim, what we're looking for, the goal we're trying to reach is a point where every object we see, every living creature, every facet of creation screams out to us, Hashem created me. And then we will know we've been successful in internalizing this truth. The fact that Hashem created everything is not a historical fact. We say in davening every day, Yotzer or Voyre Choshech, Hashem creates light and he creates darkness. We don't use the past tense, Yotzer or Voro Choshech. We use the present tense, Yotzer, meaning Hashem is creating constantly. Nothing in this world, like we all believe, exists for even a moment without the constant infusion of Ratzon Hashem to create it and continue its existence. When we focus on any particular things, ourselves, our children, our home, our community, our food, our health, everything, and acknowledge to ourselves, Hashem created this, we don't merely speak about its history, we are witnessing creation happening before our eyes. And Baruch Hashem, it doesn't stop for a moment, and that would be scary. It continues seamlessly without pause. But that's exactly what is taking place. Constant creation, infusion of life, of Ritzayin Hashem. This is a basic foundation of our Amunah, which we have to review, 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 and make it part of our heart, something we live with. We now have Baruch Hashem completed the third chapter of Bilvavi Mishkan Evna. We'll move on to the fourth chapter, titled Emuna Hashgachasa Yizbarach, the belief in Hashem's Hashgacha Pratis, Hashem's providence.